Hello, friends. Sloan West here. I just wrapped Show Me the Money, and I am so happy with how it turned out. I can't wait to hear what you think of it. I hope you love Jen and Ash's story as much as I do. It was so heartwarming to give Jen the happy ending she deserves. She's made her fair share of bad decisions, but she's also had some crappy cards dealt to her, so getting her over those hurdles was really empowering. I love that she's kind of a messy character. She has real flaws, but I think what I love most about her is that she knows she's messed up and she's trying to do better. And I had so much fun reuniting her with Ash. I mean, can you imagine? I knew at first they'd be like oil and water, but doesn't that always make the eventual romance so much better when they finally realize what they mean to each other? I mean, that's my favorite kind of romance, when they really earn it. The kind that makes you want to celebrate with them because they've gone through so much to get their happily ever after. And I think even though Show Me the Money is a short story, you walk away rooting for Jen and Ash, knowing they've both done some suffering in their lives. I hope people can relate to their story and that it gives them hope that there is life after loss. Okay, so I'd like to take a minute to answer some questions. Let's see. First question, did I call on real life inspiration for Jen's character? The answer to that would be yes and no. While I haven't personally struggled with addiction, I have watched loved ones do so. One of my childhood friends has battled addiction from an early age. Watching her go through the ups and downs that resulted has always been difficult. It's one of those things that makes you feel totally helpless. Over the years, she and I have lost touch for various reasons, but I often think of her and hope she can someday find peace like Jen did. Jen wasn't modeled after her necessarily, but I definitely drew upon our friendship as inspiration. All right, on to the next question. Can I give any hints about the next book in the series? Of course, a few. The third book in the series will be Money Talks, and it will follow the flirty, funny love story of Beth the librarian and Alex the coffee shop owner. What I love about this story is how these two meet. It's an adorable case of mistaken identity. Beth, a quirky librarian, goes on a blind date, only to be stood up. To make matters worse, she accuses the wrong man of making her wait. The man, who happens to be the owner of the coffee shop she was supposed to meet her date in, is thoroughly amused by her, and a fun romance ensues. I am a chapter in so far, and I'm already in love with these characters. I cannot wait to see how it all plays out. Okay, let's see. Last question. Will all the books in the Money Hungry series tie together? The answer is yes, loosely. While each book will essentially be a standalone, they are all connected in some way, big or small. As you already know, Show Me the Money is about Jen, who plays a part in Money Hungry as Amy's best friend. I won't tell you the exact moment, but if you pay close attention and Show Me the Money, you'll actually meet the heroine of Money Talks. How mysterious, right? Another fun fact is that Money Talks opens inside Roust, the coffee shop where Jen and Ash first meet, or rather meet for the second time, I guess. There are other tiny details, but I'll let you find them out for yourself. As for the yet-to-be-written books in the series, I definitely plan to have them intertwine in some way, shape, or form, so yes. All right. Lastly, I'd like to share my favorite scene from Show Me the Money. It's hard to choose, but I'm going to have to go with the bathroom scene. I mean, wow. Was that hot or what? I mean, I wrote it, and it was hot. Even though we only had time to peek into Ash's personality, I think his hardened exterior came through loud and clear. So seeing his control break for Jen was so sexy, and I thoroughly enjoyed writing that scene. And isn't making love in forbidden places always the hottest? I also love how it all came full circle for them. Their unconventional relationship began in a bathroom, and it began again in a bathroom. Only the two experiences were wildly different, and I loved that contrast. I hope you enjoyed that scene as much as I did. Okay, guys, I think that's enough chatter from me. In case you missed it, Money Talks, the third novelette in this Sweet Sexy series, is up for pre-order. So make sure you snatch it now while it's 99 cents, because it'll jump up to $2.99 after release. I know you're going to love Beth and Alex's story just as much as the rest of the stories before theirs. All right, that's a wrap. As always, if you have questions you'd like me to answer on the next podcast, which will coincide with Money Talks release, please email them to me at sloanwestauthor@gmail.com. You can also contact me via my website at www.sloanwest.com. or on my Facebook page. Please note that your question is for the podcast, just so I know. And speaking of emailing me, if you missed it in my last newsletter, I'm currently running a character naming contest for Money Talks. So fun. In the story, our heroine Beth has a yet-to-be-named best friend. If you would like to be that best friend, please email me and tell me how you met your best friend and why he or she is the best. This contest is open to female and male readers and will close on November 15th, 2017. Until next time, my friends, I hope you enjoyed Show Me the Money. And if you're a newsletter subscriber, the extended bonus epilogue, please consider leaving a review of the book on Amazon and/or Goodreads. Even a simple one-line review is so helpful to authors. It tells Amazon that people love our books, which in turn encourages Amazon to show the book to other hungry readers like yourself. So if you loved Show Me the Money, show your support by writing a quick review. It will make my day, I promise. As always, thank you so much for reading my books and supporting my career. You guys are the best. Bye for now.